Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't eat it. Don't do
it. I'm going to eat it all at once.
No, don't do it.
Well, very strong.
Oh, yeah, no shit, dude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
And welcome, everybody, to Dr. After Dark. Phone number is 1-800-1-800-253-1693. I'm already doing great here. DrDrewAfterDark@gmail.com. And, of course, the merch at store.ymhstudios.com. We have lots of new merch there. Please check it out. I want everybody to have the Rational Recovery mug. I just think that iconography could not be more suitable to the present moment than anything I know of. It's perfection, everybody. How are you guys doing in the booth?
Oh, we're doing swell,
excellent.
Homie.
Excellent.
Loving
welcome
life,
all.
Baby. Loving life.
Loving it. Let's jump right in. We got voice messages. We have clips. We have lots of good emails. Let's get a voice message straight off. Let's do it.
Oh, hey, Mommy Drew. Believe it or not, this isn't about brown or white.
What?
I've got a hydration question. I'm a 31-year-old who's kind of decently overweight, probably 340-ish. I always drink a lot of water, but lately my pee has been getting browner and browner, and I was wondering, does being overweight, does that affect your hydration? Like, does the fat soak up the water or something? Thank you, Dr. Drew, for your answer.
The answer is yes. Adipose tissue needs a lot of fluid to keep hydrated, but this is not about that. Brown urine is blood. Brown, whether it's coming from the bladder, in which case tumors need to be ruled out, or if it's coming from the kidney, which is a very serious thing. If you have blood emanating from the kidney, there can be lots of problems, the most serious being something called glomerulonephritis. So immediately you need to see a doctor and they need to look at your urine to see where the brown is coming from. We gotta do a better job of teaching biology in schools. That's all I'm saying.
That's funny. I had the option to skip biology in high school.
Did you not?
I skipped it. I've never taken a biology class in my life.
Oh, my God. Explains so much. But anyway.
Wait, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Sorry, that was very aggressive.
It was very aggressive. What's up here? What's going on?
Whoa. What's going on with the doctor?
Sorry, guys. I got away from me a little bit. I'm sorry.
It explains, you know, you going to run into the doctor for silly things because you don't understand biology. And I don't blame you. The school system failed you.
That was like fucking fourth grade that I talked about. And, you know, I was trying to be vulnerable, you know, and now I'm saying that was a mistake. So I apologize for all of that.
Hi, mommies and booth boys. My question is white related, but pertaining to cervical discomfort post-sex. I'm a 32-year-old male. Cervical discomfort? Married for 10-plus years, 32-year-old female, Wait a minute. My question is white, but pertaining to cervical discomfort. I am a 32-year-old male, married 10 years to a 32-year-old female, 3 kids, 1 C-section. The other two were successful, whatever, embryo transfers.
Vaginal births?
Vaginal, I don't know what. The other two were successful.
He said 1 C-section and the other two were?
1 had C-section, the other two were successful. I don't know. The other problem is the wife had cervical discomfort after sex, only when we end with the batter in the oven. Not sure why the complaints are heaviness and discomfort. She states the cervix feels like it did while she was pregnant, but we did know without a doubt that isn't the case. I've had a vasectomy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is that thing I was talking about last show, which is women get irritation with the men's semen, usually when they have atrophic vaginitis. And that can be caused by her birth control pill, which I assume she's on, or it can just be caused by she's 32 with 3 kids. She could be getting perimenopause, could be having low estrogen in the vaginal area because of that. You know, she needs to have a pelvic exam to look at it's not the cervix. It is not her cervix's problem. It's just that she feels discomfort. Now, some of it can be from the actual trauma to the uterus or the round ligament and the cervix from intercourse, which is again, a different thing. And that can be worse because of the, Sometimes there can be some, the uterus sort of descends down. It can become sort of prolapsy as you get older. And there's structural things that can cause that discomfort as well. Do not make assumptions about what's going on here. Get it looked at. I'm still trying to figure out vaginal birth AC.
In Atlantic City, maybe?
It's an abbreviation that, because I'm not a gynecologist, I am not familiar with. We're going to look this up. VBAC. I learned about... BAC. We learned about rabies last show. That was interesting. Vaginal birth after cesarean. I see. So they went ahead and did vaginal cesarean. AC. Right. Vaginal birth after cesarean, which is somewhat used to be risky. They used to actually recommend against that because there was always fear of tearing the surgical wounds back open. Hi, Hitler. I love my girlfriend, but there's one thing about her that's a complete turnoff. When we're laying in bed post-coitus, she gets up to pee. She sounds like a dude. I've heard other girls whiz, and the sound is much more ladylike. Jesus. Men are so crazy. But my girlfriend sounds like Shaquille O'Neal at a frat party. She sounds like she has At a frat party. She sounds like she has a bigger D than me. So literally, the force of flow of urine is turning him off. So what is it about the shape of my girlfriend's honeycomb hideout that makes her pee like a long-haul trucker? Ta-da there, retard. Squeaky tiki. What was the ta-da there?
That's another fat smoker line. Ta-ta there.
Oh, right. Ta-ta there. Yeah. To my frowning tears.
Touching my ta-ta through
yes. The so anyway, yeah, so she has high flow urine, so who cares? I mean, listen, the flow of fluids is inversely related to the fourth power of the radius of the tube, right? So small changes in the diameter create huge flow changes. So for whatever reason, she's got a relatively large urethral flow. Good for her. It's good. Oh, my God. Damp dick beaters.
Go on.
Palmar hydrosis since my youth. So you see, his palm is a dick beater. Genius here. I'm 33 now, married. My wife can deal with it. Otherwise, it's bothersome to me when it comes to everything else. Was wondering if there's a procedure of nerve snipping to get rid of this, or is this a major surgery or something minor? Thanks in advance. Keep them high and tight. So, I'm going to sneeze. Usually, I sneeze later in the... Here we go.
Gesundheit.
Thank you, guys. So, hyperhidrosis, palmar hyperhidrosis is a common thing. And there are surgical treatments, and it is minor. It's done laparoscopically. They go in and they clip one of the ganglion, the sympathetic ganglion that supplies the nervous input to the distal limb. And it works very, very well. The palms become extremely dry afterwards. And if you have palmar hyperhidrosis, it can be a real problem. You literally can't write because pen, ink, you know, sort of runs everywhere. You're afraid to shake hands because you feel like you have a wet palm and you feel uncomfortable about that. Corolla had forehead hyperhidrosis. He tried everything. It would remember back in the Loveline days, and when he would start spritzing, that would make him nervous or feel uncomfortable, so he'd spritz even more. And he tried the prescription antiperspirants. He tried Botox. And finally, he got the ganglion blockade. And if you read about it, it's not completely without side effect. Most people have no side effect, but some people claim it changes how they feel about their body, which makes some sense because, again, the autonomic nervous system.
Like a body dysmorphia thing?
No, feelings are bodily based. I recommend you to Antonio Damasio's new book, Feeling and Knowing. Feelings are experiences in our body that are converted into these conscious experiences we call feelings or emotions. And the autonomic nervous system, both the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, figure prominently into the information that gets up to our brainstem. And it makes sense to me that if you interrupt some of that flow by blocking the stellate, some of the ganglia, the sympathetic ganglia, it makes sense to me that you could have some changes in that. Whoops. I'm in trouble with my mic today. Weird mic day.
Oh, boy.
Weird mic day. Here
Flying
we go. It's good now. Good. It's good now. It's
I don't
good.
Think it is. Doesn't look good.
Okay. In any event, the interruption in the flow of the autonomic nervous system can create sweating elsewhere in the body. So suddenly your ass starts sweating or your legs start sweating when before it was your palms. But most people aren't particularly troubled by that.
Interesting.
But hold on. He's hard at work here.
Always hard.
I know that. Hard at work, please. Let's not do this again.
I'm hard at work.
You say you're always hard. See what I'm saying? Work. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We got weird last show. We're not gonna get weird this show.
You don't know that yet, buddy.
So I'm trying to save my buddy any from more discomfort. In any event, if you read online about this procedure, you'll read people going, "Oh, I feel emotionally different. I feel different about my body and this and that." And I suppose that could happen. It makes some sense to me, but I don't think it's very common. More voice message, please.
What up, Gene? This is your boy, Colt, and I just wanted to ask a quick question. Do you ever notice how some people have butthole eyes? Like, their eyes just look kind of like a butthole. What's up with that? Thanks. Keep it high and tight. Bet I'm coming up in May.
Gentlemen, sure have you ever seen butthole eyes?
I have never seen butthole eyes. What the fuck does that
even
mean?
What are you talking about? Jeez. You mean like eyes that don't have like eye sockets, I guess?
Does it mean dilated pupils? What the fuck do you mean, bro?
I think what he's imagining, first of all, your brain sees patterns, right? Brains see our pattern-seeking instruments. That's what they see. And what I think he's seeing is the star-like appearance, you know, of the iris, which can have these sort of streaks in it that remind him of a butthole. Nobody else but him. And I don't think anybody else in here has that feeling that that's something that we're associating with irises. We don't see that. That's just you, my friend. I don't know what that is. Hi, Hitler. So I've been seeing this guy on and off for a few years. Recently has this new thing. He wakes up. I'm a very light sleeper, so I wake up almost immediately after him. And he's super horny. Sometimes I wake up to him watching porn. I'm down with it all, but I'm wondering why this happens. Do men wake up horny at all times of the night? Am I just a super sexy sleeper? In other words, is she turning him on? No, honey. It's funny to us because men have their rhythm and their desires, and just about anything will trigger it. What it is about a particular guy at a particular time of day is a very idiosyncratic. Some guys, you know, it's morning, some guys it's evening, sometimes it's both. I bet he's a both guy, and you just don't know about the evening porn sessions. I suspect that's what it is. Another voice message.
Hey, Dr. Drew, question. So I had a vasectomy about 2 years ago. Shortly after that, anytime I would have sex with my wife and ejaculate, it was tremendous pressure. Uh-oh. And right before ejaculation, and it started getting worse and worse. So I went to the doctor, and they basically said that's just what happens and some of the risks with vasectomies. And so that's part of life now. It went away for a little bit. It comes back. And when it comes back, it's extremely intense and makes sex extremely uncomfortable. Just want to get your thoughts on it. Is this actually something that's just normal? Should I get a second opinion from another doctor? I just want to get your take. Thanks, yeah. Dr. Drew.
Always good to get other opinions.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's miserable. I have heard of things like that. I've never seen it. It's pretty uncommon. So them sort of being sort of perfunctory with it bothers me a little bit. I'm guessing that because it is something that does happen occasionally, that somebody has some ideas for treatment. I don't know what those might be, but a urologist should. So yeah, I would get another opinion. That's something you should have some plan for. In other words, somebody must know something that can be done for that. I personally do not, but I would definitely have a urologist take a look at that. What else we got?
Well, I got a question for
you.
Yeah,
good.
So, you know, it's we're over in Austin now.
The
team's here.
Yeah.
It's Chris just got into town, which is super exciting for all of us.
I know.
We have some new members of the team joining. We have, you know, we have Danny here that you guys have probably heard some of his laugh. We got Chad joining the team. And we're talking about team building exercises. And we were...
This is always dangerous when a bunch of dudes are sitting around in a house and a pool table and a kitchen talking about anything, let alone team building. But go ahead. What came up?
No, yeah, you're not going to like where this goes. We were talking about how it'd be cool and fun if we all cycled on steroids together. Is that...
Why would that be fun?
So that we all get just fucking jacked.
Because we'll get fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you, man.
Why would it have to be together? I mean, are you looking for something about doing it together other than you'd admire each other?
Well, if we do it on our own, then it's not team building.
I see. How do you get a guy for this? I'm just curious.
I mean,
just hang around alleys and stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Go to gyms and that kind of thing? And how much steroid are you guys talking about taking, and what do you want to do?
Well, This is our question to you, I think.
This much.
I am. Did you notice how many bodybuilders have died in the last year in their 30s? Take a look.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to take as much as them. I think we're going to do a slow start.
I know. And we don't know what the threshold is for trouble, right?
Well, we know it's not one cycle.
Probably not. And one cycle is probably not going to do very much for you either. And you're going to lose it pretty much immediately. And it depends what you really mean by one cycle also. And one cycle of what?
Steroids.
What are you taking? Oral and injectable? Or what
anabolic.
Are you
yeah, we'll shoot each other in the butt.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, clearly I can't get in the way of this because any concerns I have, you're being very dismissive of.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we'll just shoot each other in the butt, whatever. Which one cycle?
I mean, whichever way it goes, do steroids come in pills?
Yeah, they're pills, and those are bad for your liver. They're probably better to take the injectable. Oh, and Annie hates the needles.
He does. So if we could take an oral.
Here are the problems. So the problems are. And I don't know that one cycle can hurt anybody. I really don't know that. But here's the stuff I've seen from steroids. I've seen hypertension. Yes. I've seen strokes. I've seen heart disease. I've seen liver disease of various types. I've seen kidney disease of various types, mostly sort of the kidneys breaking down from, much like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the breakdown of muscle with crush. You can get on, the overproduction of muscle
You can crush your muscles with steroids?
No. The overproduction of muscle can also burden the kidneys as well because you got all this, myoglobin on hand here that can, when you stop the steroids, can kind of come pouring back into your system. I imagine that's what does it. But the kidneys are burdened during steroid use for sure.
Gotcha.
So, and I've seen people whose penis doesn't get hard anymore. That's usually after longer term use, right? People who do it for several years. But
again,
we don't know. We just don't know.
You said long term use. We're just doing one cycle.
Much like hallucinogens. We just don't know in these things. And I get to see all the problems down the road. Of course, I see stuff from people that have been using more of these things. But that doesn't mean it can't happen with relatively low levels of exposure as well. What are you guys smiling at? And he's laughing at something. No?
I was laughing at Nadav's response.
All right. So, Nadav, why don't you just do it the old-fashioned way, like lose weight, work out? You're going to have to work out anyway to get some out of the steroids.
Well, I'm trying to get exponential gains, bruh.
Bruh?
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question to this steroids thing.
Yeah.
So, pretty sure my dad was juicing pretty
hard. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he was huge. He was like a fucking tank. Yeah, you'd never expect it looking at me. But, yeah, he was massive. And I wonder if there's any medical or scientific backing behind the idea that I am stronger or, leaner or have more muscle or anything at all, like any sort of things from him juicing
Think about it. How could...
I have no idea.
Yeah, but let's just think it through.
He would need to mutate his genetics before...
But not just his genetics. Let's say his epigenetics, right? But the epigenetic change would have to occur in his sperm. And how are steroids going to cause epigenetics change in his sperm? It doesn't really fit the biology. Not to saying that those things can't happen, just doesn't quite fit what's going on with steroids. Steroids are really just affecting skeletal muscle production, right?
Well, yeah. I was just curious. I mean,
yeah,
I've always
it's an interesting
just,
idea, but I've I don't think always, it has.
I've just always been trying to understand what the hell is going on with my unreasonable, not just metabolism, but like I'm strong for no reason.
Yeah.
I can run like 13 miles.
Yeah, you should count your blessings,
dude.
It doesn't
make any
sense. It is your genes, and
it's all those Kegels.
No, it's fucking whatever. Look, he can handle a month of stool without. That's superhuman.
No shit November. Remember?
Oh, no shit November.
Yeah, we're past that.
Let's do a no shit January.
I'm gonna pass. I'd rather take steroids.
Okay, all right. That's probably equally as bad for you, but whatever.
But hold on. So you don't sign off on the cycling steroids together. What?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard as a physician. You can't encourage people to do things that don't clearly have a health benefit and might have a health disadvantage, right? I'm in a peculiar position.
So is there a type of body hacking type thing that you would recommend that would be team building for us?
Body hacking thing?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ghost hunting together?
Ghost hunting?
Yeah.
Because Annie doesn't want to confront these ghosts. So it's
yeah,
like,
but
what
that,
are we
but then you all support him as you go walk through the cemetery and look for ghosts.
Look, I'd fucking love that.
Yeah.
I would love to do
at
that
at night.
With
with a torch. It'd be so good. And you can put wear garlic around your neck, Annie, and have holy water.
Isn't that vampires?
A squirter. I don't know. What the hell? And have salt you sprinkle around you as you walk through. Think how you could gain mastery over your ghost preoccupation.
Yeah, you
It's exposure therapy.
A great idea. Let's team build over ghosts.
Let's get Tom to sign off on it.
And then you're down?
I bet he won't. I bet he won't.
Why would he?
So you're counting on him?
Wait, why would
he?
That seems like something Tom would say.
Because if he doesn't, then it's like, you know, why am I even going to brainstorm this? You know, it's like Tom's got to approve it. So.
What? But why would why wouldn't Tom like that? Why wouldn't he like that?
I don't know. It's like, I mean, we haven't even thought it out. You know, it's like such a, whatever
it's
idea.
It's vague. All right, you're right. It's a half-baked idea.
He's
putting
so many hurdles in front of this to keep us from having to confront this.
No, he's right. He's not wrong, as usual, and he's right.
No, he's not. Stop saying that he's always right. He's not.
I'm right most of the time.
He's often right.
No,
name a time I was wrong.
You're enabling, Drew.
What name a time I was wrong.
That it's healthy to not shit for a whole month.
I never said that. I never said that.
He didn't say it was healthy.
I never said that.
He just said he doesn't shit for a month.
Dr. Drew, please continue. sorry for this distraction. You're right. I can't think of one either.
You got me.
and so what else would be team building? I mean, there's all kinds of action. You can go do something lame by going like in a one of those escape rooms or something. Right?
I think...
that's not in the body hacking lane.
The body hacking.
Yeah, what meds can we take over the counter that'll make us bigger?
Why is that
being
meds? Why don't you like fast for 2 days or something, or you know, do challenges, you know, and or who can, I don't know, you know, improve the most, and I don't know.
Who pretty can sure, not, pretty not sure. Jerk off the longest?
Yeah. Ooh,
I'll just go ahead and lose.
Get a windbreaker so you can go the longest without jacking off.
But if
I like that.
But if
one.
We put money on the line, then that is now something that you can get into, right?
How much?
Do we know what everyone's rhythm is? We need to get a collection going.
We know Annie's rhythm.
I know we know Annie's, but we somebody may already be once a week or something. There's a handicap here, right? We'd have to handicap Annie. Right?
I don't think we need to handicap him. I think he just has the biggest gap to fill, probably.
Yeah, there'd have to be odds to it. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like 5-1.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, Annie has a bigger task. I mean, if Chris is once a month or something, then, you know, forget it.
Jesus,
who the
fuck jerks off once a month?
I don't know. I haven't heard from your guys yet. I don't know.
Dude, I couldn't even fucking last a night, bro. I woke myself up out of sleep trying to do it one time. There's no fucking...
Just like that guy in the email from earlier.
Dude, I got to tell you about this. I like to be so serious. About it.
It was literally is like I woke myself up. I'm like, what are you doing? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? You know what you want. Stop fucking wasting time.
It's bad
get in
for
that
you.
Bathroom.
It's
yeah.
Get
bad
the poison
for you.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh my
I
god,
mad
that's
at myself,
that's so funny. Well, ladies, take note. This is what men have to deal with. Men have to deal with this biology, and God gave it to them when we were 12, 13, right? Is that when you started your rhythm, or did you get it going later?
No, I was, we both said we were late bloomers.
That's right.
I was like 17, maybe okay. Something like that.
All right, fair enough.
But I mean, like, I don't want to say I'm not too far from any, like, I still, you know, I get it in like every day.
All right, good for you. Well done, Nadav. Well
okay.
done.
All right.
I was wondering if there's a correlation between this load size question, between how long you'd have sex for and how big of a load. I was wondering because recently I've tried jerking without porn and I'm able to get off a lot quicker, but also noticed I don't produce as much. Piss on me, beat me. Haven't heard that in a while. Piss on me, beat me. But yes, the stimulation can sort of stimulate the prostate to produce more fluid, and people have each man varies one from another about how much that produces. Some men, they can immediately produce a bunch more fluid if they're highly aroused, and other, it's a slow build, and then that's kind of it. But yes, there is a correlation between how long you're stimulated and the amount of semen produced to some extent. This is John from Portugal. We're a lot of international folks here. 23, sexually active. I have only been a top. He's a gay man. Only been a top for the 5 years I've been having sex. He's been a top. I've tried to purchase a sex toy and tried using it, and it's too painful. He doesn't like anal sex. Seldom I feel a sting on my butt, but it only lasts some seconds, and I stop after 10 seconds. I looked it up, and it seems to be spasms, but I don't know. Should I do a colonoscopy to check everything out? COVID, there's a long waiting period. This, of course, has brought some implications for me in a social romantic level, as I wish to be a bit more versatile. I've not been in a serious relationship yet, but I feel this is a huge block for a sexual relationship to flourish. I feel like he's translating from Portuguese to English here. Thank you for advice, Hitler. Interesting. Do we have any gay men in the staff anywhere?
Not that I know of.
Because I'd like to talk to somebody about how important it is to be able to switch hit, right? He's saying, you know, if he's just a top, he's going to limit his romantic partnerships, which kind of is interesting.
I feel like I feel like there's some relationships where it's like exclusive, like, oh, this person's always the top and this person's always the bottom.
That's true, and that's what he's saying. He doesn't want to sort of rule out people that are just preferentially tops.
Just find the yin to your yin.
But here's the deal. A lot of men don't like their anus messed with, and it's colonoscopy is not going to show you anything. Colonoscopy shows you the lining of the surface of the colon and the rectum. This is the anus and the spasming of the muscles around the anus and your sensory nervous experience of that. I mean, I suppose there are people that could coach you up on sort of using graduated kinds of devices. I mean, there are graduated anal plugs and things out there you can sort of mess around with to try to get the muscles to loosen. I suspect it's mostly, much like vaginismus, is that muscle spasm in the vagina that causes vaginal pain with penetration. I'm guessing it's largely the muscular spasm that's doing this. So it's something you have to work at. I would, there's got to be gay literature about this. I you know, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I don't have much experience with sort of coaching a guy up to be more receptive as an anal partner.
I know, I heard from Jason Ellis when he was talking that he said most dudes anyway wannabe bottoms that are in so like you're gonna have not if you said you were exclusively bottom you might have a more difficult time.
Interesting. Is Jason a bottom? Oh, is that what he's saying? Or
Jason,
is he top?
Well, I'm pretty sure Jason said he could do either.
Okay.
Because he's not gay, so he just can enjoy both sides. But I think I remember him saying that every dude low key once they do bottom, they want to be bottom. That's interesting.
Goes.
Yeah, because it's so common. Because I mean, like you and I said, it's like so much easier to be a sub, you know.
I guess that's right.
Yeah, it's like so much easier.
Interesting.
To get people to do what you want.
So back to okay. You know, Jason's a friend. I love Jason, but last time I talked to him, he was identifying as gay. Is that sort of changed?
Oh, I might have said that wrong. My bad.
I think he's bisexual.
But I think he was identifying as mostly gay.
I think he's in a relationship with a lady.
He is. He's so. Married. I went to their wedding, but I still think he was kind of. He was complete. The reason I'm thinking about this is he kind of made me upset. He was saying he was getting a bunch of shit on social media and whatnot for having any identification as gay. And that was really sad because I didn't, as Jason's friend, I didn't care what he was. You know what I mean? It seems sad to me that people go after somebody because who they want to have sex with. He still loves his wife. He still has sex with his wife, but he was, you know, messing around with guys as well. So whatever. Okay. Don't want to be a septic tank diver. Last year, I had a mental break. Depression, anxiety, suicide. After much therapy and an SSRI, not an SSRI, ibuprofen. That's a different system. I have successfully been sober for over a year of 20 years of being a pothead. That will make you depressed. I'm 40-year-old and recently had a second child who's a little over 2 months old. Sex isn't as frequent. I'm noticing... This is a male or female? I can't tell. I'm 40-year-old, and I've recently had a second child, now a little over 2 months old. Sex isn't as frequent. I'm noticing increase in sex drive and an ever-expanding preferences and batting frequency duration that is surprising at my age and previous experiences. Prior to sobriety, basic porn would do the trick. Now I'm exploring more wild genres and noticing the old tricks don't cut it. Uh-oh. I'm nowhere near a piss-on-me-beat-me mentality, but I'm looking to avoid becoming a septic tank leather bathe fetish dude or person. Doesn't say it's male or female, and would like to know if I should be concerned about the newly found desires. And with this, actually, I should look for it gets out of hand. Watch out for waspises and drink plenty of water. And Drew in Minnesota, unfortunately, Drew is a male and a female name, so I'm guessing this is a guy. So here's the deal. You were on bupropion, which does not typically depress the sex drive, so that wouldn't have been why you're suddenly getting increased sex drive. But the cannabis definitely does. And so coming off pot, you may see for a year or two increase in your libido. But the fact that you're getting into more and more intense genres with the porn could be a sign that you're moving towards porn addiction. Mm. So what happens if you are an addict, if you have alcoholism in your family system and maybe cannabis was your drug of choice for a while, now you've gotten up cannabis, you're going to switch over to something else, and that something else may be porn if you're not careful. You can tell if you're a porn addict in that you start spending more time doing it and you start escalating what you need, the levels of arousal that you need in order to be satisfied. So you start getting weirder and weirder and weirder stuff. That's how people get into dangerous pornography that's exploitative, is they just need that for satisfaction. Or people also get into autoerotic asphyxiation because of this need for more, you know, more stimulation and things. Be careful. If you have trauma, if you have a family history of alcoholism, you might need some more specific treatments so you don't, you know, switch from one thing to another and or don't have more depression, anxiety in the future, which is, again, more likely if you have these things.
I got a follow-up question on that. Is that, like, in terms of, like, you know, because I think probably everyone's been, like, you know, started with vanilla porn and then kind of, like, found, like, the lane or genre that they like, right? Yeah. And he's already shaking his head. But is it possible that, like, to kind of, like, backpedal or hit the brakes?
Yes.
Like, is it, like...
It is.
Or is it, like, a Pandora's box where it's like, hey, man, once you're into this stuff, you're fucking into it?
No, you can backpedal. You can backpedal. And that's sort of why I'm warning this guy. Although, like other addictions, once you go too far, you're sort of there. And you need all this stuff in order to feel okay. And it's like any, it's that same reward system you're massaging that you would with drugs and alcohol. You're doing it now with excessive levels of stimulation and the pornography. And if it start having, again, addiction is more defined than anything else. It's not just the tolerance and the, you know, the increasing intensity and withdrawal when you try to stop. It's also the consequences. So if you're having relationship issues, trouble functioning, that kind of stuff, then you know you've got a problem that needs to be treated. Let's talk about horrible or hilarious.
Ooh, this is going to be fun.
Hmm.
Yeah, tell us what the possible injuries are when this happens.
Oh, my God. Holy crap. What was that? She probably broke her pelvis and her back. I mean, she fell out of a building or something onto a car roof. Oh, my God. Kind of lucky she fell on the car roof because it kind of broke the fall a little bit.
Right, kind of absorbs the impact.
And she's holding her back, which she could easily have gotten various kinds of compression fractures back there, but she probably broke her. Does she get off the car? Is she able to get off?
That's where the clip ends.
Damn. You know, I found myself, some of the stuff you show me haunts me, you know. This one probably will. The one with the guy that gets caught in the lathe or whatever.
That one's still kind of... I see flashes of it right before I go to sleep.
It was the best.
Yeah, that one's the best. Because it's like... Because you don't actually see... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's
your brain fills it in.
You see the mist.
Yeah, I saw things flying off.
That you know is blood.
And then you sort of imagine, what would it be like to put your hand in this thing and get it caught? I mean, it's like, what the hell? Ugh.
Doesn't your brain though like kind of go to because I understand how if you look at someone breaking their arm, that shit hurts because you're like, oh, I can imagine breaking my arm.
Yes.
But if someone's dead,
yeah,
can't you, because you can't imagine what it would be like to die, doesn't your brain just kind of go blank?
A little bit, but I start thinking about the part where he's getting caught and sucked in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because there's a few seconds there where he's aware what's going on before, ugh.
Yeah, I guess it's because it's just a few seconds. So I'm like, you know, and it's done. At least it's over.
I like that philosophy, Annie. It's a good philosophy. I don't have it.
Probably not.
I worry about those few seconds. All right. What else we got? More. I want more videos.
I don't even remember this one. Yeah, let's take a look at this one.
Oh, boy. Well, that's hilarious. That's like out of a good... sort of a slapstick movie.
They felt good on that.
Yeah,
right?
They have helmets on. Their bodies are covered. They don't feel good, but they're okay. That's hilarious. That's hilarious, guys. It's hilarious when you slip on a banana peel and don't hurt yourself. When you fall out of a window into a car and crush the vehicle, that's not so funny. Call me crazy. All right, what else you got?
Let's see. I think maybe this one might be fun.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You're getting...
Damn, bitch, you could have been...
What'd he say?
Damn, bitch, you can't see?
Oh my god, that's the guy he hit?
Yeah, he was in front of the car that got hit, and then he got kind of moved back.
Moved back? He got wasted by the car, and then he stands up and yells at him?
That's what makes it funny, right?
Yes, I like that guy. Oh my god. Look, he was completely...
Hey, yo, bitch, you could have seen...
I love him. Oh. That's hilarious.
Just immediately talking shit.
That's hilarious.
Cool.
He's fine. He's running around. Whoo. Wow. He's so lucky, though. Whoa. I mean, he literally was up on the hood of the car and then flew off. Anyway, damn bitch.
Ooh.
Let's just call that one damn bitch.
Oh, that caught me off guard. I think this next clip, I think you're really going to love.
Okay. I hope so.
I'm gonna get you again. I know, let's do it again. What happens when I do this?
You know the drill. There it is.
I just ate. Just got me.
All right, fine.
What was he doing to trigger her?
I think it's just that gagging sound.
He makes the gagging sound and then she makes it.
And then it gets her going.
Let's see it again. It's too good. I love this woman. This is the best.
I'm going to get you again.
So
I know. Let's do it again.
What happens when I do this?
Stop.
You know the drill. There it is. All right, fine.
I'm so with that guy. I would not be able to stop.
Well,
I have the camera going all the time.
I'm glad you like this because I have a couple other instances from this couple.
Oh my god, this is too good. Okay.
Hey, Laura.
Hello? No.
Yes. Let's hear the echo. What happens when I do this? Your stomach?
Stop.
First hockey game.
Hey, Lore.
Great outfit. How was your meeting?
I'm not doing this again. It's good, and I have another one, so don't start.
Well, I hope you don't puke out in your outfit when I do this.
Not doing this again. I can't. I cannot.
You seem to be doing it.
Oh my gosh! Stop! Oh my gosh! Stop!
One more for the kids.
No, turn
one
it off.
More.
Turn it off.
I don't even know why it's so funny. I don't know why.
I think that's the most tickled I've ever seen you. Are you crying?
Yes, I'm crying. It's just something about it. It's just so funny to me. I don't know what it is, but I want to meet the husband and shake his hand. Oh my god, what is so funny about that? Somebody help me! And the sad thing is, there's no catchphrase to go with this, so I can't reference it. You know what I mean? We need a coming up in May. Does she say anything later about this, or is there any?
We just call this.
They're gagging couple.
Yeah,
I get it.
Gagging couple.
And he doesn't even gag. He just goes. It just makes a weird sound that makes her uncontrollable. Why is that so funny? I don't know.
It's the best.
Are there more of them?
Because it's harmless.
It's harmless, but it's so spontaneous. There's something sort of.
it's harmless. It's harmless, but it's cruel. You know, like
it's cruel, but
it's
satisfies from male female standpoint. It satisfies that urge you have when you're like nine to pull the pigtails. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's making fun of teasing in a way that you just can't. It's not good. It's not normal. I understand, but men have that urge, and it's done so. But you can't control it. It's so spontaneous.
I love how much you love this.
I don't understand why. I gotta get Christina back in here to help me understand this. Is there any more with them so we can get? I need a catchphrase to be able to reference it.
I think that's all we got. With them.
Do they have a whole TikTok or something? Where'd you find them?
Yeah, I think it was submitted. I think they're a TikTok.
Do they have a name?
I don't know. I don't have that on.
Oh, right, I need more. You got to get me more of this.
We'll try and find more.
I got to attach something to it. You know what we need to do? We need to, somebody, your mom's house world is so creative and industrious. Somebody get me in contact with these people. I got to know how this happened. I got to know how angry is she really about this. The fact that she's angry about it makes it funnier. And yet she can't. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Man, I've never seen anything like that.
I'll tell
you
what.
It's
so unusual.
You don't react to Fed Smoker like this.
No, because Fed Smoker, I knew he was going to die and, you know, it was bad. This is so harmless.
How do you know COVID didn't get him?
These two? Oh,
no,
him?
Fed Smoker.
He died of, that was crack. That was meth. That was a meth dad.
But I mean, that was, you know, that was on the side of the street, and you know, it happened right in the beginning of COVID.
No,
it's just, I imagine his immune system is.
No.
I have a question for you about this funny thing. So, what do you do to Susan like this? Because we all fucking do this. We all have.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
What do you do to Susan? How do you fucking?
I do a lot of poking and prodding. I think that bugs her, you know, grabbing her ass or grabbing parts, you know, this is the other thing that women take note of this. No, seriously. Cause we will do that kind of grabby stuff. If you giggle or laugh, even if you get incredibly pissed afterwards, if you giggle or laugh, it's happening in a few minutes later.
It's on.
No matter how pissed you get, if you laugh or giggle, that's the go button. That's the one that. And if you notice in her case, she's sort of laughing at it too, uh-huh. Right? Just enough,
smirk.
Right? Just enough to where the guy to go. Oh, here it comes. It's coming back. The only way it doesn't come back is if you go, hey, this no, and there's no funny. This is serious. I don't like this. We get that. But if you giggle, that's a green light. That's it. I mean, this woman is smiling when she got out of the car in the parking lot, and he goes, oh, this is perfect. It's echoey. We're really going to let it go here. And she doesn't go, no, stop it. She goes, ha ha, that's it. It's on. I don't know why we're that way as men, right? Any, back me up.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think every girl would also say the same thing. It's
no,
like, I hate you, but...
I don't know why they react to it positively, because they really probably don't like it. And, you know, how much can you like gagging, right? But it's the tease. And women also don't like, say, the Three Stooges, you know? And that's, there's a difference in how we perceive stupid comedy. Men, our comedy gets very stupid.
Right, lowest common denominator.
Yeah, it gets very stupid. We get very sort of physical and stupid with it. I've noticed when I fly, I'm way gassier than normal. It's usually around.
Dude, your transitions are on point.
It's usually around the time we're hitting 10,000 feet that I'm just letting them rip left and right. Is it just the cabin pressure changes? I've always thought it's BJ. Cheers. I've always thought there was a cabin pressure thing with that, and of course, gas, you know, expands when the pressure is lightened up, and so there you go. Peeing with a cummy feeling. Hygiene. I've been doing Kegels for a while. Good for her. This is Simon from Germany. Is that again a female, male?
Maybe it's Simone.
There's one exercise that feels like pushing down, another feels like pulling up. The first pushes pee out faster, while the second stops the flow. Mm-hmm. I've discovered if I do both at the same time, well, quite a talent. I can push pee out really slowly, which while being fully erect, male, and it feels almost as good as coming. Okay, so this guy is getting control over his Kegel muscles, and some men can actually have sort of orgasm-like experiences. Some men, and more commonly women, can have orgasms just from doing leg lifts, believe it or not. So if you see people doing leg lifts in the gym, think about that. That's nice. Female orgasms while peeing. Hi, Hitler. Mommy Hitler. About 5 years ago, a female friend of mine told my wife and other female friends during a party that sometimes she pees so hard that she'll have an orgasm. None of the other females could relate. I've never heard of anything like it before. Is she having euphoric piss shiver, or like us men get, or is her piss stream so strong? No. I. This is a woman that's multi-orgasmic, okay? Women,
hell yeah.
Yeah, women that are super multi-orgasmic can have orgasm triggered by urinating, leg lifts, sitting on a cold surface, all kinds of stuff. And so this is that function, whatever that is, that kind of women, that's a certain biology. It's relatively uncommon. That's why the other women couldn't relate to it. But there's some women that are just that way. No more gag couple videos. I'm going to be asking for that every show now. It's the problem. It's like, no, weird. It's going to be a weird fetish for me.
But I do have another gag relating video that I could show you.
Let's do it.
Hi, guys. My high meat is 1 year old now, so I'm gonna eat it all at once.
Ew.
Just for you guys.
Oh, no.
Whatever I have left here.
Uh-oh.
It's the oldest meat I've ever seen.
Have you guys ever smelled old meat? It's rancid.
It's gotten pretty dry now.
Oh, my God.
Because of how long it's been sitting there.
So now I'm going to gag for real.
Smells like acidic mushrooms.
Don't eat it. Don't.
I'm going to eat it all at once.
Don't do it.
There's too much.
Oh, sorry.
I can't even get it all in.
No, yeah. Oh, what a weird dude. It's raw meat, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's all liquefied.
Because
it's a year old. That.
Well, very strong.
Oh, yeah, no shit, dude. I can't even watch
Not
it.
Bad.
Not bad. Why would he
very
do that?
Very strong.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That really goes in your throat. Big time.
Like, my body's really trying to reject this.
Yeah, I'm trying to vomit right away. Drink some liquids, dude.
Like eating chili.
Chili?
Fucking hell. Fuck.
Fucking hell, no kidding. I can't look at this. That it?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Woo!
Man, what a roller coaster you just went
It on. Has been a roller coaster today. You guys have put me through some paces, man. I don't know where to go next.
Question for you.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a little bit of a question.
Oh, please.
It's definitely a tangent.
Okay.
So I have a friend. He does a lot of shrooms, right?
Friend, yeah.
Yes, this friend.
Friend, uh-huh.
Really close to me. He talks to me a lot. Tells
friend.
Me everything about these shroom trips.
Yeah.
And I know all about him. So I can tell you anything, any questions that you have, and answer any questions that you have. So he did these shrooms.
Yeah.
What was it? I'm going to say last weekend.
Oh.
Let's say it was a week ago. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he's getting light leaks. Now, I asked you this once before.
Light leaks?
Yes.
You mean like trailers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not going away.
Yeah, it's not a good sign. You did a lot of mushrooms, and it's a sign that your brain chemistry is permanently altered. It's associated with both a locked-in syndrome, where people keep feeling that they're in sort of a dream state, and it eventually is associated with depression. So you have to be really careful with that. Maybe you don't want to do that so much for a while, or maybe ever again. But yeah, the trailers also sometimes are associated with flashbacks, where you actually will suddenly become hallucinogenic again. But that's not as common as this sort of locked-in thing, where you still feel like you're kind of a little high, and it eventually feels uncomfortable, and then it's followed by depression. So be careful. And that's, again, these things change your brain. Brain is a delicate instrument. It's what worries me about hallucinogenics more than anything else. I've only seen what I'm describing to you from LSD. I've never seen it from mushrooms, but I've been worried that mushrooms in higher doses could cause it. So there you go.
So you're saying Annie's friend.
Annie's friend needs to be careful and watch out for depression down the road here.
No, particularly, it's not down the road.
Particularly if he feels that locked in kind of feeling.
So let's say, you know, that Annie's friend is getting depressed and is still having those light leaks. What type of medical professional should they seek help from?
An internist might be. It's somebody who's had experience treating this. It's called post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder. At least we used to call it that. And it's got a name. And it's again, as you use the hallucinogen, so it's post, after hallucinogenic, perceptual disorder, which is the trailers, and it's a thing, and it responds to serotonin reuptake inhibitors a little bit. But usually you kind of need a lot of medicine typically to get it to kind of, if the mood is bad, you have to really kind of push the meds a bit for a while. But hopefully nothing. Hopefully you just exercise and eat right and sleep right and that kind of thing, it'll pass.
Does your friend do that, any?
Huh?
Your friend dissociates.
Huh?
What? Let's go back to vomit couple. That was easier. Okay. What else you got on TikTok?
Yeah, let me open that folder for you. I think. Oh, actually, we have a super fun one that I.
Oh
think,
boy, a TikTok.
Yeah. Let me. Yep. Okay. I think.
And seriously, during the week, if you find more stuff with this couple, I got to investigate them some more.
Sure.
People got to put me in touch with them. I need to interview either or both of them. I'm more interested in talking to the husband, like how this happened, what he gets out of it, or do they fight over it, how did he discover this, that kind of thing. Anyway, what do you got here?
You're gonna make them suffer. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna make them fucking suffer every single fucking day. You're gonna take away your fucking attention. You're gonna take away their fucking energy by taking away your fucking attention. You're not gonna give them any more fucking texts, and you're not gonna give them any more fucking calls. Do you understand me? I want you to make sure that you make them fucking suffer every single fucking day! Every day! Let them understand. Let them feel it inside of their soul. Let them fucking understand what it meant to fucking make you miserable every fucking day of your life. Let them realize what the fuck they fucked up on. That's right. You are incredible. You are amazing. Don't fucking forget it. Learn to gain confidence from all the shit that's going on.
Is this guy a motivational guy? Is that what this is? Or is he?
I think.
Like, he should be an actor in a Die Hard film or something.
Right.
It'd be awesome. He'd make a perfect villain. Movie. But I have a bunch of notes. He is driving the car, right?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. He's driving on the right. Is that correct? Or is it just flipped around?
Maybe
in some
it's
way?
Flipped around. It's hard to say.
Okay. Because you wonder if he's in England or something or whatever.
I'm seeing some text at the top that's reversed. So it's reversed.
Okay. So it's all reversed. And he takes his hands off the wheel. Do you notice that?
Maybe he's in a Tesla.
Maybe. It looked kind of like a nice car. Could be. But what is the point of all this? Do we know?
I think he went through a bad breakup, and now he's saying like what could help other people. But you know, I heard that the best revenge is happiness and success.
Yeah, not making them suffer. Yeah, making your ex suffer is generally not the most fruitful way to deal with a breakup. I'd
not
say
not a good way to move on.
No, not a good way. Not a good. It's another kind of staying in the relationship. So poor Cree, is that his name? Cree Soul?
Cree Soul.
Poor Cree. All right. I love that. He should be getting an acting job. We spend that energy doing something good. Entertaining. What else you got? Oh. Is he really making that sound? No. No, no, no. Oh, God. Oh.
You like that?
Not really. But good for him. Nice plastic shower curtain over his left shoulder there. Look at that. Cool glasses. Cool guy. I'm guessing, can we see his teeth? Is there any teeth showing through this?
I think we only got tongue in this one.
Yeah, I think there's cool guy teeth hiding in there. Yeah, that seems like a cool guy to me.
It's possible.
He seems cool. That guy is cool. All right,
here's another cool guy.
Okay. Oh, my. So we're going down a whole tongue path here, right? You? Okay.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's a cool guy. Kind of got cool teeth. Look at the eye. Look, the eyes are going the wrong direction. Cool eyes. TikTok
Wait,
eyes.
They're going in the wrong direction?
That left eye, our right, is looking a little bit
one
anteriorly.
Of them's, it's definitely a little more closed, but he's like making a face.
I'm just saying. Oh, there it's good. That's lined up there. The eyes are lined
right.
up. All right. He's got kind of cool teeth, kind of cool, kind of TikTok eyes, but okay. we going to have a new category of TikTok tongues.
Oof. Tongue is definitely a new lane that Christina's getting into.
No, I don't dig it that much, but keep going. Maybe I'll find something I
ha.
Do.
Oh. Y'all think y'all can? Ha! Y'all think y'all can run over me? Y'all think y'all can run over me? Ha! Sticks and stones don't break my back, but words don't ever hurt. Sticks and stones don't break my back. Words never hurts.
Is that a male or female? What do you think?
Let's see. Evil hot wolf. I'm going to guess female.
Female. I like her. And what's with
or
the
wolf.
What's with
wolf.
The autumn fall pumpkin spice?
I think autumn fall pumpkin spice was talking shit.
Oh.
And evil hot wolf is like, nuh-uh.
Oh, talking shit to her.
Yeah, you could try, you know, you could break my back with sticks and stones.
Oh, my God. I love that there's a lane where people are just, where cool guys are being cool with each other. This is too good. I didn't realize that would happen. I wonder if we could mine that a little bit. Everybody out there, please bring me cool guys being cool to each other and gals. All right, keep going. Autumn pumpkin spice. Do we know autumn fall pumpkin spice?
Yeah, I think we're all right with that.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm back. I've had my hymen replaced, and it's super strength. You can use it as a trampoline.
That's a female?
You tell me, bud. Ooh, Scotty C. Maybe not.
Why the hymen? Is he talking about his bee hymen?
There's a bee hymen?
You know what I'm saying? If you're gay, there could be a bee hymen, right?
There could be?
I'm just making a joke, Nadav.
I don't know. You're the doctor. I didn't cover that in my doctor's.
If you have a hymen in the front, maybe you have a bee hymen in the back is all I'm saying. I don't know what this guy's talking about. His hymen has been rejuvenated. Okay, good. Weird. A little king quality here. King's above 18.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. How's the king been lately?
King's been good.
Yeah, has he been giving us any information or any good videos or anything?
Are we sort of
done with King?
No. Every now and then we get a fun, cool update. Let me see if I have one ready to go in this folder.
Oh my goodness,
like
this
I
show! I'm dizzy.
Oh yeah, we do. Here
okay,
we go.
All right.
Here's a fun King update.
All right, I had to ask for it.
This goes out to all the mommies out there. My queen's above 18. How are we doing this morning? It is Saturday morning in the Ohio area, and it is beautiful out. I want you guys to get your feet on the ground and take off running. Go down, get you a nice hot breakfast, enjoy the day, and have fun. You guys are beautiful. I love my queens above 18. My kings above 18, you take care of them queens today. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, King. I love his positivity, but boy, there's a lot going on in this one.
Like what?
Well, first of all, the lighting makes it so I can only see his hair. It's all I see is like the fur everywhere.
I can only see the crinkles in his forehead.
And it reminds me a little bit of Josh Potter and his hair porn. It's just pretty gross. Pretty gross.
What do you mean?
It's just gross. The hair everywhere, and it all seems like greasy and it seems like he's been greasing it up a bit. What is over his head there? What is that thing?
It's a pillow.
No. That white thing above the pillow there.
Maybe he's doing this from his truck, like a cabin in his truck.
Maybe. Okay. But he, oh my gosh, there's a lot here. The train whistle off in the distance. Very interesting.
Yeah,
and like
a lot of cool parts.
It sets a tone for this whole thing. And it's always very positive. Thank you, King. I appreciate it very much. But I wish I could see your face. It made make it a little less weird, maybe, but maybe not. So there we go. There we are. I need more videos. What's wrong with me? TikTok, please.
Sure.
I really feel like
morning, TikTok. Again.
Yeah.
Well, I've done a few things this morning so far. As I posted earlier, I went about 5 miles run this morning. I went to Walmart to buy some things, $100.
Why is he stepping forward?
Came home. Went to the car wash.
What is he doing?
Washed my truck. Now I came home. I cut my tree. Got most of it, but not all of it. There's some
pieces
weird? I can't pick up. Need a helper.
It's like a tick.
Now I'm going to go to buy me a new phone because my phone keeps reconnecting on WhatsApp. It just keeps reconnecting. And I think I'm going to get a new phone. So I'm going to head out to get a new phone. So here's my outfit for today. It's cool, but you know me. I love shorts. Shorts.
That is cool, guy. It is cool, guy.
So be blessed. Have a great day. Make it awesome. See you later. Bye.
That's not a guy I feel too cool about myself. But I like the mats he's got all over the floor of his garage and all the training equipment, but good for him.
Yeah,
I want to harken back to King Above 18. You notice he addressed his whole world as mommies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think he's leaning into the lane now.
Yeah. He knows he's got a bunch of mommies and jeans out there, so yeah. That's pretty cool.
He's figuring out his audience.
This guy I've seen before. I don't really respond to him, except I do like all the gym mats all over the place and all the workout equipment. That's kind of cool. But I don't know what that tick was of him stepping towards the camera every time he had a new sentence.
Isn't that a thing, like literally, isn't that an actual autistic thing where it's like, they do things repeatedly for comfort.
Yes,
that thing?
Yes, that's more rocking. Yeah, that sort of rocking.
Isn't
stuff.
He kind of doing that standing?
He's kind of doing that. It is. That's why I was calling it a tick. It is sort of a tick. Give me more. There's more TikToks, cool guys.
And I always thought that it was just like, should I show him the shorts now? No, not yet.
He is so self-conscious about being a cool guy that he thinks is cooler than is cool that I'm wondering if it's a intentional behavior. Like, I'm going to have a special effect by relating to the camera and then pulling back and relating to the camera. It's like, no, dude, that's not working. Okay, another one. Another.
Looking for a big old teddy bear to cuddle with? Here I am.
I feel sad for these guys. I feel sad for the lonely ones, you know? I do. The ones that are, you know, desperate for to be cuddled and have relations.
Aren't we the all king, desperate to be cuddled?
Yeah, yeah, I know. And it's true. It's a human thing. But I feel bad for these guys because clearly the needs are good, big. They've not gotten much. And the probability of success is low. Give me another one.
There's a right way and a wrong way to take a book off a shelf.
Okay.
And the wrong way is a very common error. Here's what people often do. They grab the top of the spine with a finger and tip that book out towards them.
Yes.
This tears the top edge of the spine.
Oh, I've always thought
we see this often on antiquarian books. Here's an example of a book that has had the top of the spine torn right off from inappropriately taking it off the shelf. Here's the correct way, however, to take a book off the shelf. Reach past the top of the book.
Okay.
Push it forward from the foredge of the text block out to your other hand and remove it as so. Again, the correct way, not grabbing the top of the spine, but reaching past the book, sliding it out on the shelf, and then you can grab it by the sides. And that is the correct way to take a book off a shelf.
Well, I needed to know that.
We're learning.
My day would not have been complete. I learned a little something today. Give me a little something cool to finish off with.
This is my fault for diabetes and edema. It's just a gnarly mess.
As is your voice and breathing, honey. And actually, that is not that gnarly a mess. I mean, the fungus is mostly in the toenail. She got a little bit in the other four toes because that's all that breakage.
What's going on that top skin?
Well, the top skin, that she said I have edema, right, which is swelling of the foot. And when the swelling goes down, that's what it looks like. It sort of gets stretched out, and then it gets dry and wrinkly
like
when it comes down.
Alligator so, scaly, skinny?
Sort of like that, but it's called stasis dermatitis is what it's actually called. And that's actually her edema under control. So she has edema, but she has stasis derm on top of that. And when the leg kind of gets less edematous, you see that scaliness more. So there you go. Hey, you guys, you get lots of medical stuff last couple of weeks. This has been kind of interesting. I feel like I need one more. Come on, one more. I'm not done yet.
You ain't done.
I'm not done.
That's totally okay. Let me try and find a good one.
Stop. Let's go. One more, and then we'll visit our vomiting couple again before I go.
Sure, we can watch it one more time.
Kind of interesting, really. For people listening,
what are we watching?
We're watching a monkey sort of picking something out of a guy's beard while he sleeps. It's sort of interesting.
He's grooming.
And he's grooming him. And the kid, whoever that is, just slips right through it. We had dinner in Costa Rica a couple weeks ago, and a man bear pig joined us for dinner. Like it was something from the raccoon family. It was 75 pounds, if it was an ounce, with a 4-foot tail. And it looked like a bear raccoon dog. It was crazy, and apparently they're all over the place in Costa Rica. And look up raccoon Costa Rica, big raccoon Costa Rica.
So you're not joking?
I am not joking. Get a picture of this.
Serious.
This thing joined us for dinner. That's it. There they are.
What the fuck?
There they are.
This
and this that.
A Cotemundus.
Yeah, that's it. And they're huge. They're huge. They're the one in the upper left-hand corner there, that one, yeah. That's about what our dinner mate looked like.
Jesus.
Except he was big. I mean, if he stood up, he was like 4 feet tall. Yeah, look at that one, the middle there, the green.
God, this looks like a hybrid of a ton of animals.
Isn't it? That's why I call him a bear raccoon dog.
I'm seeing like a kangaroo
dog, dog bear raccoon. And when
seeing a big rat.
And the tail's 4 feet long, right? Jesus. And when it first came up to us at dinner, I'm like, oh my God, there's a sloth movie coming to dinner. Jesus. And then apparently they're all over the place.
And they're friendly?
No. Ah. They want food. Oh. But they go in packs, too. There are lots of them. So, and the Costa Ricans are like, yeah, it's a man, bear, pig, whatever, you know, whatever they call them, Costa, whatever. Bleep. Come on. One more good... There we go.
Hey, Lore.
Lore.
Not doing this again.
Great outfit. How was your meeting?
Not doing this again.
Not doing
it's
it.
It's good, and I have another one, so don't start.
Well, I hope you don't puke out in your outfit when I do
not
this.
Not doing this again. Not doing this again. I can't today. I can't. I cannot.
You seem to be doing it.
Oh my gosh, stop. Oh my gosh, stop.
One more. One more for the kids.
No. Turn
one
it off.
More.
Turn it off.
Thank you. Thank you for making my day. Lore, or whatever your name is, but mostly the husband, because this is his brainchild. I got to talk to that guy. Someone's got to get me in touch with him. It's got to happen. Woo! Thank you, everybody. Again, drfdark@gmail.com. 818-253-1693 is where you can give us the voice messages and, of course, get some of that merch. Get that coffee mug with the Rational Revolution iconography store.ymhstudios.com. And the new Shirtless Drew, is that what we're calling that t-shirt?
I think that's a fun name for it. The shirtless Drew shirt.
That's what we'll call it, and we will see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.